Giraffe Evolution. By Richard William Nelson. Charles Darwin's story of how the giraffe got its long neck is one of the most popular and widely told stories in the history of evolution. At the center of the giraffe evolution story is the African okapi. The story begins with Darwin speculating on a transitional link. In The Origin of Species, Darwin wrote, "It seems to me almost certain that an ordinary hoofed quadruped might be converted into a giraffe." The African okapi eventually caught on as Darwin's elusive transitional link, the hoofed quadruped, later in the 19th century. As instructed by Darwin, "We should always look for forms intermediate between each species." Giraffe transitional link. First introduced to the Western world in 1887 by Henry Morton Stanley, the African okapi, called a donkey-like animal, seemed at the time to be the most likely transitional link, as Darwin's forms intermediate. In 1901, the British colonial governor of Uganda, Sir Henry Johnston, sponsored an event to celebrate the donation of an okapi skeleton to the British Museum to serve as a transitional link for the giraffe evolution story. This nocturnal donkey-like animal was named Okapia johnstoni. Prominent American journalist Shaw Albert, in 1918, touted the okapi as one of the giraffe's transitional links. In the article entitled "The African Okapi, a Beast Unknown to the Zoos," Albert endorsed the okapi as a transitional giraffe link, however, with a measure of reservation, noting a striking differences between these two animals. With no external resemblance to the living giraffe. Albert's phrase, "no external resemblance," however, long remained an overlooked red flag. By the late 20th century, significant issues developed in Johnston's giraffe okapi story. In the book entitled Evolution, An Evolving Theory, 1993, written by molecular biologist Charles de Villiers and paleontologist Jean Colline, both of Université de Bourgogne, published by Springer Verlag, concluded, "The giraffe and the okapi of the Congo rainforest are considered sister groups, their origins are still not known." Throughout the 20th century, the okapi remained the transitional link for the giraffe evolution story. In 1996, English evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins, in his book Climbing Mount Improbable, "Giraffes have evolved from an ancestor rather like a modern okapi." Along with his giraffe evolution story, Dawkins presented his giraffe okapi illustration. Scientific evidence. In the same year, 1996, American evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould, in the essay entitled The Tallest of Tales, "Is the Textbook Version of the Giraffe Evolution a Bit of a Stretch?" published a review of high school biology textbooks in the journal Natural History. Gould reported, "Every single one, no exceptions, began its chapter on evolution by first discussing Lamarck's theory of inheritance of acquired characteristics, and then presenting Darwin's theory of natural selection as a preferred alternative. All texts then use the same example to illustrate Darwinian superiority, the giraffe's neck." Gould was critical of the giraffe okapi story for good reasons. "The story has no valid scientific foundation. If, as Gould explains, we trace this ubiquitous example giraffe neck back to scraps of speculation and discovered either no foundation at all or a funny little point of origin equivalent to a king in need of a bathroom break, then we will learn the lesson of potential import: first, that repetition need not correspond to truth value and that even the most pious certainties should be periodically scrutinized right down to their foundations, and second, that the current importance and utility of a phenomenon gives no particular insight into the circumstances of its historical origins." The giraffe okapi story remained alive, however. Geneticist Wolf Eckehard Lenig of the Max Planck Institute in Germany agrees with Gould. In his book entitled The Evolution of the Long-Necked Giraffe, 2011, "Suspecting Scraps of Speculation" in Richard Dawkins' Climbing Mount Improbable book, Lenig points out the distortions of Dawkins' giraffe okapi illustration. From Dawkins' portrayal, one gets the impression that the step from okapi to the long-necked giraffe is slight, and the text reinforces this impression. The placement of the okapi above the giraffe in Dawkins' books also makes it appear larger. The height of the okapi is roughly 5 feet. In comparison, the giraffe is approximately 14 to 18 feet. By using these sizes, the more accurately scaled illustration stands in sharp contrast to Dawkins' illustration. Dawkins seems to have been repeating history. Distorted illustrations have long plagued the evolution industry. Ernst Haeckel fooled Darwin with fabricated embryos. English paleontologist Arthur Smith Woodward, along with English opportunist Charles Dawson's, fooled the British Museum of Natural History with their fabricated Piltdown man. Dawkins followed suit. According to Gould, the continued use of the long-necked giraffe as an example of evolution is illogical and ill-advised. In his The Tallest of Tales, Gould warned. In the realms of ideas, current use of the giraffe's neck as the classic case of Darwinian evolution is both fatuous and unsupported. In the 21st century, scientists have continued to explore the giraffe okapi story using new genomic technologies. G. Mitchell of the University of Wyoming and J.D. Skinner of the University of Pretoria, in the study entitled On the Origin, Evolution, and Phylogeny of Giraffes, published their report in the Transactions of the Royal Society of South Africa, 2003. Rather than finding a clear genetic link for the giraffe okapi story, to the contrary, they concluded. The origin, phylogeny, and de-evolution of modern giraffes is obscure. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, currently recognizes only one species of giraffe, as Gould had previously suggested in 1996. As Gould cuts to the chase in The Tallest Tale, all giraffes belong to a single species, and closely related only to the okapi. Ancestral species are relatively short-necked, and the spotty evidence gives no insight into how the long-necked modern species arose. As a paleontologist, Gould found no fossil record evidence to support the giraffe okapi story. According to Lenig, a molecular biologist writing in The Evolution of the Long-Necked Giraffe, found no continuous series of fossil links lead to the giraffa or okapia. From a molecular phylogeny perspective, there is no clear continuous series of molecular changes, either. Wikipedia, 2020, notes. The giraffe genome is around 2.9 billion base pairs in length compared to the 3.3 billion base pairs of the okapi. Of the proteins in giraffe and okapi genes, 19.4% are identical. The giraffe evolution story was once a premier icon of evolution in biology textbooks throughout the 20th century. Now, physical evidence from the fossil record and molecular biology has undermined the scientific validity of the once popular transitional giraffe link. Genesis. The giraffe is unique without any known transitional links, as predicted by the theory of evolution. 2020 update. Morris Agaba et al., of the School of Life Sciences and Bioengineering, African Institute of Science and Technology, Tanzania, lead researcher, identified genes unique to giraffes not shared with any other mammal. In the paper entitled Giraffe Genome Sequence Reveals Clues to Its Unique Morphology and Physiology, published in Nature Communications, May 2016, the team reported their findings. We identified three homeobox genes, HOXB3, CDX4, and NOTO, which exhibit significant changes in giraffe compared with other mammals. The three unique homeobox genes of the giraffe do not have any evolutionary predecessors, transitional links, as once predicted by the theory of evolution. The fossil record and molecular data continue to demonstrate the absence of any transitional links as required for the giraffe evolution story.